election reform, especially with regard to Congress. And as we come back into this segment, I'm just going to share a little bit about what somebody who's kind of funny had to say about this.
The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions, forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly higher jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Whoa, that's putting it bluntly, isn't it, Tom?
It sure is. And I think it's spot on.
Well, it gets to what you said earlier about everything being about the money. It does seem that when it comes to elections, any elections really, but especially congressional, that's where the power really, the most of the power is. It's who can get the, it's all about donations, campaign donations, and it's mostly about corporations. So when he talks about the media and all these corporations and the money, that's really what seems to get people in office. And that's what makes them rich once they get there. And gee, the last time I read the Declaration of Independence, it talked about we the people. And we the people are not being represented by we the corporations. And it seems to me that it's very obvious that the corporations are the ones behind who gets elected. And then all of the policy that happens. And you can see that clearly in our nation. Corporations are driving policy because the senators and representatives are in their back pockets. And I just don't think that's how our founding fathers intended it to be.
I 100% agree. And it's definitely out of control. And, you know, that's why we the people need to stop it. And, you know, why I think that we should all be supporting the term limits. And just so you know, during the break, I typed in termlimits.org, and it goes to the same website as the termlimits.com. So it looks like they are one and the same. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we have to take control. But the other thing that I think is really important to note here is the complete disingenuous information that's put out there. And I'm just going to share an example with you, Kara, of the CARES Act that was passed earlier this year in response to COVID. And for weeks, I was seeing, you know, all of these different things about the Lincoln Center and about, you know, Nancy Pelosi gave herself a raise, and then other people saying, no, it's for, you know, congressional staff for addressing COVID and all of that. So I actually spent 4 hours one Saturday morning going through the CARES Act, and anybody that wants to look at it can go to congress.gov, and you can see any bill that's out there. And it's interesting because in the table of contents, I found nothing. It stopped at Title VI, so I kept scrolling through the bill, and finally in Title IX, found for the legislative branch, there was money allocated to the Senate. But for the House of Representatives, salaries and expenses, and the verbiage here, it's completely arbitrary. It says for an additional amount for salaries and expenses, $25 million to remain available until September 30th, 2021, except that $5 million shall remain available until expended to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus domestically or internationally, and to be allocated in accordance with the spend plan submitted to the committee. Right? So it's completely arbitrary to whatever the spend plan that the committee decided. So, you know, I think it's, and I bring this up because it doesn't say in here anything about it's going to staff or whatever. It's up to them to decide how they want to allocate it.
Well, there's a lot wrong with what you just mentioned. One, you said the table of contents only listed up to Title VI of the Act, and then everything else that's in the Act was not in the table of contents. So if you were really trying to find the information about the CARES Act, you did have trouble finding it because it was in Title IX, which was not even listed in the table of contents. If that's a mistake, then that's incompetence, and that's not acceptable either. And then they voted themselves this arbitrary power to decide where all this money goes all the way through September 30th, 2021. That's like almost 2 years from the time they passed the act, right?
Exactly.
Or a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half.
It make you wonder why they would think that they need to have an act for coronavirus, which broke out right after the first of the year in 2020?
Right.
Why it would need to go all the way to almost 2 years from then?
Well, especially when you look at the rest of the funding expires the end of this month, if I recall correctly. Some of the money that the airlines had received and that type of thing. But I think the two important points here is, number one, the deception that is out there on both sides. And I think the media is as guilty of this as anything. But then, you know, the complete games that are played by our Congress for their own self-interest and self-initiatives. And, you know, you've heard the term, you know, we're going to put the pork in this bill. And that's, so they can say, oh, you didn't vote for taking care of our school children when they stuck something in at the end of the bill that was completely off topic and not something that they wanted to pass. But those are the games that are played on a regular basis. And it's just sickening, in my opinion.
Well, it is, but at the same time, I have to say, well, the people are at fault as well for not paying attention.
Yep. And I think that's an important note, Kara. And we'll wait till we come back.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Talking to Tom McGuire from Maxcom Corporation today about less than honesty in Congress. What can the American voter do about it? Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you a builder, remodeling contractor, or do-it-yourselfer who's in the market for cabinets? Let me tell you about Colorado Kitchen and Bath. They've been providing the best quality and service in the industry for 37 years. Family-owned and operated, they're known as the most handcrafted remodel company in all of Northern Colorado. You can go right to their website and see the testimonials of many of their satisfied customers over the years. They're also an authorized R.D. Henry dealer. R.D. Henry offers builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry. And you know R.D. Henry offers unsurpassed finishes. Give Colorado Kitchen and Bath a call at 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or visit them at ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry Cabinets from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. Finally, great quality and service.
Northern Colorado is more than just a place. It's a state of mind, a community where neighbors support one another, especially during these challenging times. We're Miller Insurance, your local independent agency, and we're right here, part of your community. Whether it's your home, auto, farm, or business, our priority is investing in the people of Colorado. Call the Millers today at 970-593-0619 or find us online at callthemillers.com. We're here for you every step of the way.
We don't need no thought control.
It's pretty easy to exercise thought control on people who are asleep. You know, it's just like you implant these things in their brain and they're sleeping and they don't even know. And then they wake up and they just do what they were conditioned to do while they were sleeping. That's kind of the way it seems the American citizen has been for a long time. But I do think that now that people are starting to burn city halls and shoot police officers and brag about it and things like that, people are starting to wake up. And I'm going to let Tom jump back in with what he was saying before the break about the responsibility of the voter in all of this. But I'm going to have George Carlin bring us back in with something that he said about this, which I thought was interesting.
And I have a slogan, the public sucks, and it works nicely, and people accept it, not very enthusiastically, but they understand that it says we the people in that preamble. It doesn't say them the thises and those the thats. It says, hey.
We got on this boat.
And people who hate government are involved in a form of suicide, because government is self-government, and if you hate the government, you hate yourself.
What do you think about that, Tom?
I've always loved George Carlin, and I've always said the best humor is the stuff that's true, and it is interesting. And you know, I think that people have become apathetic, and you know, maybe that's changing around. And I can tell you myself that I've not always been the most educated voter. I'd go to the polls, and you know, I've always taken the ability to vote seriously, so I always have voted, but I've not always been the most educated, and I think it's really time to dig in. And you know, I want to share that I mentioned congress.gov earlier. It's amazing the wealth of information that's in there, and there's actually a link to congressional reports that you can get a lot of information concerning Congress and the bills that are being passed. But you know, obviously, it takes a lot of time to dig through the rhetoric that they put into these bills. But still, you know, in today's day and age, it's so easy to respond to something that you see on TV only to find out it's absolutely false, right? It was, you know, a picture thrown in there of some other location, and they're talking. It's just amazing that I think today you have to take everything with a grain of salt. But I've also said for years, forget about teaching the three R's in America. There's really only two R's: respect and responsibility. Show respect for our fellow man and take responsibility for our own actions. And, you know, as voters, let's be responsible and take that gift that we were given by our forefathers seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. You took responsibility when you spent 4 hours going on congress.gov and actually looking up the CARES Act for yourself. And we would do well to spend more time looking at the facts and less time listening to CNN or Fox or any of them, because let's face it, those are people that are just regurgitating through a filter what the truth is and what the facts are. And it's pretty disgusting to learn that the bill, the actual CARES Act bill itself, has vague language that gives Congress the ability to do whatever they want with those, what was it, $2 trillion that they passed for supposed coronavirus relief. And so you know they're playing with that money. You know they're manipulating people, and people have to wake up and stop letting themselves be manipulated. Here's another example, following the money. I looked up, this is the source on this is Open Secrets. That's plural, opensecrets.org. Yep. It gives campaign donation information. Nancy Pelosi's top donors are the University of California, Walt Disney Company, Alphabet Inc., which is the company that now under reorganization owns Google, Stanford University, Microsoft, Kaiser Permanente, AT&T, Facebook, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Berkshire Hathaway, the state of California, and then you skip down a few more, and Planned Parenthood. If you want to know why a politician does what they do and why their policies are the way they are, look at who gives them money. And you might realize that some of the people giving them money have a different platform or a different agenda than you realize, because a lot of people might not realize that Disney has an agenda that follows more closely with the left-leaning politicians than the right. Now, if you look up Mitch McConnell, you'll find mostly energy and financial interests. Blackstone Group, Humana, and also pharmaceutical, NORPAC, Kindred Healthcare, Goldman Sachs, UPS, JP Morgan Chase, and then I saw Blue Cross Blue Shield on both sides, so some of them play both sides to the middle. It's really kind of interesting what you learn when you follow the money.
I've been saying that for years. And it is. And, you know, that right there in a nutshell will tell you what their agenda is. I mean, for any of the one of them to get up there and say, we've got to do this for the American people, they're full of it. I mean, it's all about taking care of their interests and protecting the people that are protecting them. So.
Yeah.
And I think you put some limits on this, it's going to dramatically change. Because that's the other thing that I think is appalling today is, I mean, look, you put any issue up there, whether it's, you know, the CARES Act, national security, it is so partisan and so divided. And at the end of the day, it's all about coming to, you know, a consensus and, you know, the give and take. And I truly believe that until we have term limits, this will only get worse. I mean, because, again, it's in their own self-interest and self-benefits. But if you're limited out, you know, as a senator to two terms and you know that you're done, hey, you're truly going to work for the what's right for the country and what's right for the American people.
I don't know if I agree with you about the term limits being the actual kingpin to stop it, but I do believe that until the people wake up and until the people are responsible, then it won't change. So, I mean, it could be that the people wake up and they quit voting people in for life, like Strom Thurmond, who was 94 years old in Congress, and his people from his state thought he was the greatest. Or maybe he just got that much campaign money, and it wasn't really helping anybody. I mean, it's corrupt when it gets to that point. We don't need career politicians. Yeah. But we do need people to wake up and take responsibility for what they're doing and to realize that we are the ones who are being played by this two-party system. Oh, it's about that party. No, it's about the other party. No, it's not. It's about the haves versus the have-not, really. That's one way to put it, anyway. So we've got one more second, and we'll be back for about four more minutes right after these messages. Don't go away.
Great. Hey, folks, in today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Hoffman. Are you struggling with medical issues or chronic pain? Do you have medical questions you can't find the answers you need? Or do you simply want to know what to do to avoid health problems to begin with? You might want to check out my show, Proactive Health Strategies, every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on KHNC. We'll be discussing a wide range of medical topics and we'll even be taking your calls. So join me this Sunday at 8 a.m. for Proactive Health Strategies right here on KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Tocqueville wrote that one gets nothing lasting except that which is acquired with difficulty. You've worked hard. Will the fruits of your labor last into the next generation? What if you are disabled before you die? I'm estate planning attorney Thomas Curry. For help finding answers to these important questions, please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule a consultation. That's thomascurrylaw.com. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. Today we've been talking about the amount of power that the congressional branch of our government has. And basically, in terms of balance of power, in some ways, Congress has more power, it seems, than the other branches. And when it comes to doing amendments to the Constitution, they have tremendous power. But there is hope. If you're one of those people who thinks that term limits is the only way to get Congress under control, it is possible. Some people say 20 years we've been trying to get term limits and it's just not going to happen because Congress will never limit themselves. Well, the people do have ultimately the final say in everything, and if enough of them get activated, they can have what they want. It took 162 years for us to get term limits for the presidency. Congress tried 270 times to create presidential term limits and failed, but eventually conditions and people's voices all congealed to the point where they reached a critical mass and a constitutional amendment was passed. So it is possible, Tom. I'm just saying yes. That I don't know that that's the only thing that could change things. I think that people could start voting in a more responsible way, but you know, it certainly does look like term limits would take care of the problem if we could just make it happen.
Right. Well, and I think it goes back to what we were talking about with personal responsibility, right? Whether it's voting or anything else going on in the country. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that we've become a nation modeled to people that, the government needs to take care of me. And that's really not the case, right? You know, there's all kinds of programs out there that are absolutely necessary to take care of people in need. And, you know, I fully support that. But fundamentally, at the end of the day, we're responsible for taking care of ourselves. And, you know, part of that is exercising the freedoms that we were granted in this country and voting and making sure that, you know, we pay attention and not just, you know, oh, yeah, I've got to go vote and do my duty and punch the ticket, but truly understand what the platform is of those individuals that you're voting for, because it may not be, you know, what's in alignment with your thoughts and ideals. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, we may have had some callers. I normally get a note, and I didn't have a note, so a couple of numbers popped up, but I didn't have anybody saying that they were callers. And I thought they might be coming on the next program. So I do apologize. Maybe the producer could send me a note if the person on hold here is waiting to ask a question before we're done here in a couple of minutes. Otherwise, Tom, I think that, you know, we've definitely laid this out pretty well in terms of, you know, explaining the complexities of it. You know, everybody wants term limits until it comes time to vote out the person that's been representing their state for a long time. Then all of a sudden, their opinion changes.
Yeah. So, well, and it's interesting, you know, just to throw this out there, Kara, in the state of Massachusetts, there was just a primary, and Joe Kennedy is the first Kennedy to lose a congressional race, I think, in Massachusetts, and it lost to the 40-year incumbent, and Markey. So Ed Markey ended up, I don't know the details there, but, you know, it's interesting to see that, you know, here is the lifelong candidate put right back in, and it's interesting because I think Joe Kennedy gave up his congressional seat to run for that Senate seat. So,
yeah, big risk.
Yeah.
So you know what?
Yeah.
This points to what I said earlier. This is my opinion. We are a mirror of what we get. And if people are doing power brokering, if they think, well, I want a really powerful person representing me, the one who can be in charge of all the committees. And you know how they get in charge of committees. It's not only seniority, but it's who can raise the most money. Then we've got,
yep.
You talk about systemic racism. This is a different kind of systemic problem. It's systemic, like greed on mm-hmm. the part of people. We have to work on ourselves and really care about rehabilitating our country and having the right motivations and trying to be a good United States of America where there is opportunity for all people. And I think we have a long way to go, but I think it can be done. And I think, like I said, I think tragedy and chaos sometimes brings people to a place where they reassess and then they change. And there's always hope. You know, I always see the glass half full, not half empty. And never underestimate the power one person has and the influence that they make. Thank you for being on Brain Cleavage today, Tom, to talk about election reform.
Thank you so much for having me, Kara. It's been a great conversation, and I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for sponsoring KHNC and Brain Cleavage. Have a great week, everyone.
576-1089, 576-1089, or Jerry@SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The early season snowstorms aren't done with Colorado just yet.
With a few inches of snow having fallen from the Front Range to well into the high country, most of the state got an early taste of winter Tuesday as gardeners were reminded to cover their plants. Those inches blanketed the state but weren't seen doing much immediate damage. Some of that could come today, though, with freeze warnings posted until at least noon across much of Colorado. Heavier snow has shifted east. The Front Range remains under a winter weather advisory till noon. Much of the mountains and west, a winter storm warning also till midday. Numerous weather records have been broken in recent days. Saturday, the latest 100-degree temperature ever recorded in Denver, and now one of the earliest 30-degree freezes. More records could fall today. Temperatures expected to return to the 80s by this weekend. I'm Jim Williams.
And with the first snow of the season out of the way, it's time to talk about traction laws in the state. When a traction law is in effect, all cars out on the road must have either tires with a snow or mud and snow designation, or a four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle. During a severe winter storm, CDOT can also implement a passenger vehicle chain law, meaning that every car needs to have chains or another alternative traction device. Failure to comply with those laws can mean fines, but the fines escalate if you cause an accident or block the road due to being unprepared with proper equipment. A Colorado Springs woman, Letitia Stoke, charged with killing her 11-year-old stepson, Gannon, has been deemed competent to stand trial. The boy was reported missing in January by Stoke, but never returned. Weeks later, a body found in Florida was identified as Gannon. Another review of her competency is set for November. The Broncos will be able to have up to 5,700 stands for upcoming Bronco games, starting with the Buccaneers game. Season ticket holders will get first dibs, and fans that are able to attend will have to practice social distancing and wear masks. That is less than 10% capacity of that stadium. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Crime is increasing.